Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Get Fact Podcast. Again, after another break that we promised we wouldn't do. Sorry. My name's Johnny.
And my name's James. It's not necessarily afternoon when people are listening. And it's technically not afternoon now.
Well, I'll tell you what, right? If you're listening to this and it's not the afternoon, right? Why don't you fuck off and come back later?
That's not very nice, is it?
I'm not in a nice mood. Got bitches going to show off.
Right, okay. So Johnny's a little bit excited again.
I'm also dying, but we'll go into that later when I've got more people.
Well, let's discuss it now. You're a bit hungover.
Mm-hmm.
What are you drinking at the minute?
Bourbon and lemonade.
Right, so he's trying to do with the old hair of the dog thing.
Phil, I've just had a prawn cocktail as well, which you know what, right? For 30-year-old man, Neely, you'd think I'd kicked him in the balls by just ordering the thing.
I am nearly 30. I'm not nearly 30. I've just turned 29, haven't I?
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you. We had a nice... you came out for my birthday, didn't you?
Yeah, we had a lovely day.
We did. The good thing about that was that Johnny really wanted a cocktail.
I did. Whinged all day for a cocktail.
He did literally whinge all day. I want a cocktail, I want a cocktail, I want a cocktail. We went for a cocktail. Now, let's set the scene. So there was a young lad behind the bar.
Yep, prick.
And he looked about 12.
He had no business working in a cocktail bar.
No, I don't think it was officially a cocktail bar. They just did cocktails. Anyway, what did you ask for now?
An old fashioned.
Yeah. So Johnny, so it's not on the menu, and Johnny goes, "I'll have an old fashioned, please, mate." And the lad was like, "I don't want to do his accent because it was."
Yeah, we don't need to do his accent.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't. He was a bit camp, weren't he?
Yeah.
But so he was like, "What is it on the menu?" And you were like, "No. But everyone knows what a fucking old fashioned is." Which yeah. I've never heard of it before.
Oh, have you not heard? Yeah, but you're not cultured, aren't you?
Right, so anyway.
You're uncouth.
So then you, what did you order in the end?
A fucking tin of shite. It really was. It came in this tin.
Bearing in mind, no, it took a good 25 minutes, didn't it? We were sat
it
there
really
waiting.
It really did. I was sober by the time that drink turned up.
Yeah, because I knocked over a chair, remember? By accident.
Yes, I do.
I knocked over
hilarious.
A chair and I was like, oh, fuck, I'm a bit more drunk than I thought. And we've been out on beer all day. And then... it came and you just hated it, didn't you? And that made my day, though.
What they'd done that really fucked me off as well was they'd filled this tin with ice.
It was supposed to be like a...
touch it. It was like a tankard. It was horrible.
A tankard, a metal tankard. And it was ice cold. But the best thing was you wanted it all day and then just under your breath you went, I've wanted this all fucking day like that. And I was crying, my sadness, my despair.
It amused
I was crying, laughing.
It.
And then the lad walked past and said, what are you fucking looking at? Take a picture or something, didn't he? And I didn't even see him.
Yeah, young hoodlum. Want to take a picture of me fucking staring at us?
And I think he took one look at you and thought, oh, big lads are here, better leave
him. Yeah, we put him packing.
Well, I didn't even see him.
I feel like we're sitting for, I feel like I'm leaning away from you because you're...
Sorry, my hand's sort of, to set the scene for the listener, my hand's on your chair. It's almost as if I'm sort of coming onto you a little bit, isn't it?
That's making me lean away.
Don't be uneasy, babes, it's all right. Don't be scared. Don't be shy.
Oh, your hands are clammy and fat.
They're not clammy. They're cold, if anything.
Is it all right? I thought clammy
meant
like
them?
Cold
Do you
and
see
wet.
My cock's warmer?
No, I don't.
Anyway, today's episode...
has got bitches.
Don't be like that, right? Don't be condescending. We've got our friends from over the pond from the Boobs and Booze podcast, that's a thing then. We were on their show and...
And I was the best. I'm going to try and talk less
They're
on this
returning
one,
the favour, yeah. So Johnny just talked non-stop on their episode last time. So we've got a few facts, a few things we're going to discuss with them. I think... It'll be about 3 p.m. their time?
Yeah.
8 p.m. our time?
Yeah, 10 to 8 it is.
I think that's how it works. So we yet to get in touch with them. But when we have a little... We'll have a little... This in my head, depending on how Johnny edits this, there'll be a little boom, boom, boom. You know, the little...
Yeah, I'll do that, but yeah.
That'll be in it, and then they'll come through. Whether that works or not is up to Johnny and his lazy editing. Is there anything else you wanted to discuss before we...
No, that'll do. Just apologize. I'm not sure what the audio quality is going to be like on this, so...
Why?
Well, just because it's Skype, innit? So it's never ideal.
I'd be all right. I just thought you meant something up with the mic. So, yeah, I'm just trying to think. I'm sure there was something we wanted to discuss.
Well, why don't we do that when we've got guests on?
Well, because I've got like actual stories and stuff. But anyway, yeah, I've got the listeners' questions as well. So listeners' questions, thanks for them. That's Special K, Anthony, see, Johnny's been, you know, messing about. Special K, Anthony, and Ghost Director Patrick.
Obviously the fucking Holy Trinity, of course.
The Holy Trinity.
The only three people in the world with literally fuck all better to do than listen to this
shit. They've
shite.
Come up with some questions for the girls from the Boobs and Booze podcast to answer.
Yeah, one of them, without a veto, we're not asking women that.
Well, have you even seen any of these?
No, I literally, this is the first I've heard of it.
Don't read it out, but what about this one?
Oh, right, yeah.
So one of them from Anthony, you dirty boy.
No, that's not what he means.
What do you mean?
He doesn't mean like that or like...
Yeah. What does he mean? What does he mean then?
Which way around it goes on the holder.
Oh, right.
You prick.
Actually, well, I thought you meant like...
Not like...
Which way do you wipe?
From which direction do you wipe?
I mean, these questions... I mean, it's all this teaser for what's coming later on. Yeah. But,
it's the old No Effects song, innit? And when I wipe my ass, I go from front to back because I don't want a bladder infection.
To be fair, I was like... Anthony, you dirty boy, why have you asked that question? But then now you've said that, now I'm the dirty boy, aren't I?
No, you're the dirty boy, yeah.
So some of them are a bit... I don't want to say... I mean, looking at the standard of questions, it sort of shows our listenership, really, mate. Mm. It shows us up a little bit. But thanks for those, guys. Much appreciated. They will be asked, so stay tuned. They will be sort of towards the end, I think, because I've got a few things I want to...
I might fire them off dead quick and then that'll be
say
that.
Beforehand. I mean, to be honest, I'll save them to the end. The reason why, they might find them quite offensive.
That one. Fair enough, yeah.
So,
absolutely.
Stay tuned and we'll be back on the other side with guests.
Bye.
Right, do you want me to start with my little professional intro that I've got?
Oh, go on then, yeah.
Well, where are you going?
Get the crisps to watch your intro with.
Oh, you're going to eat? Don't
no,
eat.
No, just tell me that.
It wouldn't be on brand if you didn't eat during, right?
That's true. That is true.
See?
Oh, do you want to read it to sound clever?
No, I want you. I'm fucking dying.
Oh, Johnny's hungover. Is everyone hungover apart from me today, by the way?
No. We were drunk last night, but we're not hungover. Yeah, I saved it. I was drinking, like, sparkling water, so that was spiked, so I guess that...
It was spiked?
Yeah.
Right.
It's like, you can buy it. They buy them in cans. It's like malt liquor or some shit.
What, you buy drinks that are spiked? Truly, what's it saying in small writing?
Blueberry and... Acai berry.
Acai. It's got, like, 5% alcohol by volume per can.
Well, right. Calm down, pet. 5%.
The hard stuff. Anyway.
Right, can we start now, please? We're just being silly.
Right, I'm going to start with a little intro for you guys.
Okay.
And then I'll put you on the spot. Right. Dallas, Texas. Johnny?
Oh, shit.
Sorry, you just move everything. Sorry. Yeah. Dallas, Texas. A population of roughly 1.3 million people and has its place infamously set in history when the 35th president of the United States was assassinated on November the 22nd, 1963. There's a fact.
Right.
Straight out of the gate.
Got any good ones?
In more recent times, Dallas has been the birthplace of talent such as Demi Lovato. Do you know who that is?
Isn't she the sister of Semi Lovato?
Not quite. Jamie Foxx, Usher, Post Malone, and our guests for today's show, Jesse and Christina, from the Boobs and Booze podcast.
You smarmy
look
little
at that, eh? A little bit of research. Everything okay, ladies? Your neck of the woods? Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. Just on the back of that, Christina did tell me that there was a story with your dad and Vanilla Ice, who's also from Texas. So. Is there a story there, or is that not a thing?
No, he used to work at this place called Auto Wax, and they just, like, fixed cars and did body work and cleaned the cars and stuff, but yeah, apparently Mr. Van Winkle worked there at the same time that my dad.
Why the fuck have you not told me that?
I thought I told you that.
Ah, see, there you go. I get the inside info about these types of things. So, was he sort of writing lyrics sort of on his break, or...?
No, he didn't work there for very long.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know the breakout rap role. Yeah, but my, you know, like, my dad had, like, short attention span, especially for shit like that, so...
Fair enough. Well, I was hoping you'd have a story there about that, but never mind.
You could have warned me and I would have told you.
I know, but just I wanted it sort of on the spot. So we'll go on to the first thing I wanted to mention, just to get your opinion on it, because it's normally it's just us guys, we sort of shoot the shit and we sort of a male perspective on things. The umbilical cord art.
Okay, this is going to be scary.
I did send you the link if you want to get it up, John.
Oh, right. I can't, you know.
So the umbilical cord art, which apparently people are saving, like, the child's umbilical cords and sort of putting them in picture frames. I don't know what your opinions are on that.
That's gross. Yeah, I mean, I've heard of people, like, eating the
placenta.
The placenta and stuff. And then there's also people who, like, want to have their tattoos, like, sliced off of them after they die so their family can keep them. Ugh. So I guess umbilical cords is just the next fad.
No, that's been a thing.
It's been a thing?
Yes, my mom kept my umbilical cord.
But did she make it out to say, like, love in, like, letters, sort of?
No, it was, like, I don't know, packed up and in a, like, a box.
Was it your umbilical cord, or was it the part that fell off?
The part that fell off.
Okay, well, that's different from what they sent us. This is, like, the fucking cord.
The
like,
yeah. They're making, like, a love heart shape out of it and stuff.
Have you not seen the link we sent?
The little thing that doesn't...
I like that Johnny's busting balls, and he's done fuck all for this episode.
I was about to say, motherfucker.
What did he say?
He said, did you not look at the link I sent you?
But just FYI, shocking. For the listener, Johnny's done nothing for this episode.
I've done, look, I'm fucking dying, and I think I've got Parkinson's as well. No, I'm not, I keep
what
dropping,
makes you think you've got Parkinson's?
Because I keep dropping
shit. That's a serious
shit.
Thing to say.
I know, I keep dropping shit, and I shake sometimes. I'm not joking.
Could be blood sugar.
Yeah, you could be hypoglycemic.
I didn't realise you were doctors, but thanks for your input. It's Parkinson's.
Says the guy who diagnosed himself.
Yeah.
Anyway, so umbilical cord art, because I reckon that's the sort of thing Johnny's mum would like.
Hang on, right, Jessica, get off your phone, please. We're trying to have a conversation again.
It's her fucking pump, bitch.
Insulin pump.
I will cut you.
Oh, Johnny's kicking off with guests again.
It's what?
Oh, shit. Why is it so high?
I don't know.
What'd you eat today?
What's that, your heart rate monitor, because you're looking at two sexy boys?
He says it. Your heart monitor
because
we're looking at
it. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
See, I knew it.
So, no, I thought that's the sort of thing that your mum, Johnny, would keep.
Oh, yeah, just type of shit my mum would do, yeah.
Yeah, and probably, like, put it in a frame or something.
Yeah.
What do you reckon she'd spell out with it?
Twat.
Twat. That makes sense, yeah. Right. Anything else we want to add to that, guys? I mean, you're full of conversation tonight, which is just as well, because we're on a fucking audio podcast. Or do you want the next link?
Let the guests decide.
I mean, I really want to talk about this porn stash.
Right, let's okay.
Yeah, let's discuss this.
Christina's clearly got some sort of habit that she wants to discuss.
I'm
going to
keep that as a soundbite for my own personal use. I want to talk about your porn stash.
Yeah, that accent needs work. That accent needs work.
That is how you sound.
So this is a story. Man sues parents for destroying his huge pornography collection. I don't know why I couldn't say that then. Now, if that was me and I got caught with porn, I mean, I don't know how old he is, actually. No, he's 40 years old, so maybe he should know better. But I'd just deny everything and pretend that I didn't know it existed.
And I don't know why I'm about to tell you this, right?
Oh, here we go. There's a little Johnny nugget now.
One day when I was about 13, 14, my dad spoke to me, and it was a rare occasion. No, it wasn't my dad.
Were you both naked at the time?
No, I can't remember that it was my mum and my dad now. But basically, my mum was making him throw out all of his porn.
What?
VHSs and stuff.
What?
And he was like, do you want it?
Well, he was like, hand me down porn off your dad.
No.
That is not normal, by the way.
Wanted to give you hand me down porn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll really like Big Jugs 5, Johnny. That's my favourite.
Wait, please tell me that it was like 70s magazines with like full bush.
Just... No, it was videos.
It was VHS tapes.
And why did your mum know about it? And why was your dad just throwing it out? What, did he order a skip? What was going on?
Don't know. It's like a bag of it.
A bag,
I
a bag of...
I want to hand this down into the family. I don't want it to get lost. Yeah, it was like Boner Jam 78 or some shit.
Yeah. Boner Jam sounds...
Yeah, I couldn't really watch that one because I hadn't seen the previous 77.
You'd not seen 77. Yeah, you didn't want to, you know, spoilers or whatnot. So what happened with him in the end?
They just went in the bin. I said, no thanks, this is weird and the internet exists.
You're like, I only like gay porn, Dad, so I'll leave it, thanks.
And then my sister's boyfriend used to sell porn.
He used, what do you mean he used to sell porn?
He used to do...
Why have I just found out about this? I'm almost offended.
He used to do knock-off DVDs and things like that.
Right,
he used to sell a load of porn at work. And he used to come around with a big black sack and say, all right, lads, what do you want? And then one day...
That was his porn name, Black Sack.
And then one day, one of his mates got this DVD off him, and we all knew it was gay porn, but we didn't tell him, and he never brought it back. So
you reckon he was a homosexual?
Could well have been.
Nothing wrong with that.
There's not.
I'll just to stay on the point a little bit longer.
Yeah.
let's rewind, right? So your dad has got porn.
Yeah, had porn. It's all gone now.
No, right, okay. I'm talking like, wait, oh, when was this? How old were you?
Well,
again, 13?
I was 13, yeah.
What are we talking? 1990?
Well, 15 years ago at least.
Right, okay. 2004?
Four, yeah.
Right. And your dad said, so your mum said to your dad, oh, listen, Johnny, listen, what's your dad called?
Steve.
Steve, you'll have to get rid of all this porn. It's taking up a lot of room. We've got a DVD player now. And then your dad thought, I don't want to chuck it.
Yeah.
I'll give it to my son.
Yeah.
Right? And he's not on your door. You're not wanking out your son, because if you are, you might want to hold off till you've watched this. Big Busters 7. And then you, like the lad that you are, went, oh, it's all right, Dad, I'll leave it, thanks. I'll just watch me Billy Elliot DVD, thanks.
Yeah.
And then your dad just slung it in the nearest canal.
Basically, yeah.
Interesting. Well, I didn't know that about you. Yeah,
well, we're laughing and learning, aren't we?
Now, how would you have felt, though, if your dad, when your mum tried to chuck it out, if your dad said, no, I'm actually going to sue you for doing that?
Well, I'd say absolutely justified. It's the same as anyone's possessions, isn't it?
And do you reckon your dad could have put a worth or a value on
his
porn?
Hang on, we've got a cup with a slogan on. I've been distracted. What does the slogan say?
Great for the listenership.
Boo to you. Oh, nice.
So, potentially a catchphrase. Burping on the mic. Professional. If your dad...
It's house in ghost form.
Ah, okay. Now I can see it now you've said it.
What song was playing when he turned into a ghost caught in a trap?
What? Oh, like a mouse. It's a mouse joke. Sorry, it's shit. Anyway, so if your dad had to put a value... If you had to put a value on your dad's porn, like money-wise, what would you say?
Well, I think it transcends the cost of the actual material, doesn't it? So we're not.
Oh, there's a lot of sentimental value.
Well, that's the thing. If you've never had like a, we've all got those videos.
Your favourite.
We've all got those videos where actually, if they were ever deleted from Pornhub, you would be genuinely upset.
Have we?
Can you see videos on Pornhub?
No, but you keep going back to the same one, don't you? Because you like that bit.
I think. Yeah, there's. I'll stick up with you for this one, Johnny. There might be the odd one that you think that is a good video. I might come back to that at a later date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You girls not have that?
How do you find it though?
Well, obviously, what I've heard that people do, right?
Oh, yeah.
This is what Johnny told me he does. Just make a little.
Let's not be coy. We all know what Pornhub is.
I just mean like you might get the title of the video and just maybe save it somewhere.
Or just remember it in your head.
Just write it on your box of tissues that are right next to your bed.
Yeah. I don't use tissues. Tissues don't work. Tissues don't work, do they?
No, I'll just wipe it on the dog.
Oh, no!
Have you ever seen a dog with brittle fur before?
Yeah, tissues are rubbish, and don't do it in the bath either, because water's bad.
Oh, never do it in the bath.
No, water's bad as well. Tips for you girls. Sorry, anyway. Not that you'll have to worry about these things.
Wait, have you not seen what water does to cum? It gets
Let them work this out themselves, Johnny. Just be quiet.
Weird. Huh? How does it get weird?
It does.
Have you had sex in the shower?
but I've never paid attention to, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, well, next time you're in the shower and you have sex, just don't let it run down your leg, because it's a fucking nightmare to get rid of.
It is, especially it goes if you've like, got hairy legs. It's like putting, it's like picking wallpaper paste. Sometimes, right, I've had it before where I've been in genuine pain, and I thought, what the fuck have I done there? And it's what it is.
Is it because you got bummed?
No, and it's like a little bit has got on one of the hairs on my toes, and then as I've moved my foot, it's like it's been that strong that it's actually pulled the hair out from my toe. So that plucked my own toes with spunky wax.
Well, there we go, listener. Jesus Christ.
Holy shit.
There's a Get Fact exclusive for you.
Yeah, we've never done that.
Johnny once pulled his own toe hair out with his own semen. Anyway, can we try and get back on topic now? Oh, what's going on here? Bit of a show?
Yeah.
No. Anyway, so this guy from, where did I say he was from?
Michigan.
Texas.
He's not from Texas.
No, Michigan.
Michigan, there we go. All right, thank you. I'm glad somebody read it.
In Michigan, and I wish and wish again to be back in the town where I was born.
Needs work, mate, needs work. But if you write it down, come back to it later.
Yeah, mate.
Anyway, so he reckoned his porn collection.
I'm in my drop top, cruising the streets. I got a real pretty
that's hey, listeners, they're bonny enough, but they can't sing.
Good love. Okay, we're going to fuck up their show. Like they fucked up
our it's all right, we fucked up yours. It's fine. You can crack on.
What did you think about your show, by the way? Was it good when I was on it?
No, you didn't shut up for the whole fucking evening.
I got shouted at about that. Sorry.
And then he was trying to get sympathy from me about self-inflicted sickness over there, and he's drinking wine again.
I'm on whiskey now, trying to get over it.
He's not on wine, he's on whiskey. I don't know, different. Unbelievable, isn't he? He's like, you know.
Big-ass whiskey is that?
What the fuck is that?
It's just it's the nearest glass he could find. What, his or mine?
That doesn't look like whiskey. Looks like wine.
That looks, James, yours looks like whiskey.
What is that?
That looks like fucking champagne.
That's just beer. That's just beer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but if he's drinking...
Johnny's just found a champagne flute. Well, it's not really a champagne flute. What is it?
Oh, it's just a wine glass with fucking whiskey.
It's not a wine glass, though, is it?
Fucking wine
glass. Are you girls not drinking?
Did he put water in his whiskey?
Yeah, because your whiskey looks weak as shit.
Yeah, it's with a bit of lemonade in. It's just fucking Jim Beam. Jesus. Didn't realise I'd be under scrutiny.
Well, I'm just saying, if you're going to drink whiskey,
What's your opinion on this, though, right? What I'm going to do is save up all my empty bottles and put lamps on them.
Oh, God, this is a conversation for another time. No, go on, you crack on.
Like, put a light bulb on top of the whiskey bottle, so it's like a lamp made out of the whiskey bottle.
Yeah, look at that. Did you see that reaction you got there? That is the correct reaction, because it's a stupid idea, right? And they're just being polite. I, on my way to see Johnny today, right, he messaged me and said, buy me a lamp.
I saw his post on Facebook about wanting a lamp.
And I was like, why do you want a lamp? He was like, buy me a lamp or bring me an old lamp, like I'm some sort of antiques dealer, right? I was like, why do you want a lamp? And he's like, oh, well, if you get me a lamp, I'm going to make my own lamp out of the lamp that you get me.
Yeah. Oh, so you just like wanted the inner.
He wants the bulb holder. Yeah.
Yeah, and he wants to put it in a guitar. Or what else? What's your
idea? Yeah, I want to put it in a guitar, right, and then drill a whole load of holes in the front of the guitar. So that the guitar is like a light, and you switch the light on, and it like all comes through like stars.
Okay, but that's okay. I mean, yeah, but that's a waste of money.
Girls, please. Why don't you just
make a piece of wood that's in the shape of a guitar, and then put the innards in it?
The problem with that, Christina, is he can't do anything with his hands, right? So he has to have the guitar first.
I kind of did something with my hands this morning. It was bloody brilliant.
We weren't in the shower, was it? Did it stick in your toe? Yeah. No, so...
It's like one's bald, do you want to see?
So he can't make... He can't... He's not actually that good with his hands DIY-wise. Tiny eyes. Mm-hmm. And so... So he has to have the guitar instead, and like, what are you going to do? Chop the neck off it?
I might chop the neck off and use that as like a lamp.
Like anyway, a stem. We're getting very close to Johnny getting the guitar out, which is not what any of us need right now. So, $29,000, I think, this gentleman said his porn stash was worth.
Right.
If we get back on track. I'm just wondering, how much was your dad's worth, you reckon?
Yeah, 40 quid.
40 quid? Was yeah. Was it some woman from the down
most,
the road?
Most of it starring me, mum.
Has he still got him? Because I might.
No.
I might want to watch them. Is this pre or post cancer?
Pre or.
The looks on their faces. Anyway, his parents admit dumping the 12 boxes of films and magazines, which included titles such as, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Frisky Business.
Love it.
And my personal favourite, Big Bad Grannies.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
They're big and they're bad.
I am a fuck of those who skip over the subject of a good porn pun. You know, like Chinese anals.
Like Charlie's Angels, but Chinese. Yeah,
it's Chinese anals.
But are you still allowed to use Japanese actresses?
Ooh.
See?
Well, I don't know, because then it'd be Japanese anals and it doesn't really work.
Well, this work.
Is it. So. Would Indiana Bones and the Temple of Poon.
Ooh, that's a good one. I like that.
Yeah. Any from you guys? I don't know any titles myself, to be honest.
Never heard of Star Wars.
Star Wars?
Yeah, sexy right. Stormtroopers and that.
Like Chewbacca. Is Chewbacca in it?
Yeah.
I'd watch it if Chewbacca's in it.
That's the good. She doesn't shave.
Rest in peace, Chewbacca, by the way.
Oh, yeah, Chewbacca died.
He did. Probably in all in porn. I was probably got AIDS.
He lived in our neck of the woods, too.
What? Like, as a Bigfoot?
No. I'm interested.
What?
The guy who played Chewbacca in the original Star Wars, he lived in, is it Brandenburg or... I think it was Brandenburg.
Is this a fact? We might have had a fact.
Yeah, it is a fact. He lived really close and then he moved somewhere close. Cranberry? It was somewhere that was like within driving distance of us.
I would like to imagine him like doing his shopping just dressed as Chewbacca though.
I'd do that, yeah.
Just like, you know, I'm sorry, it's 10 items or less and he's got 12 and he just goes like annoyed.
Oh my God, that was really good.
Do
you remember when we made you watch Star Wars?
Oh God, yeah. I'll never do that again, ever. I don't know. I've never watched Star Wars all the way through. Have you guys watched all the Star Wars?
Me neither.
Films?
I haven't watched it all the way through.
Well, you don't need to because we luckily forced James to watch them all.
Well, I've not watched them all though. I think we got up to Darth Maul, the one with the silly face paint.
Oh yeah.
And we give it up.
Yeah.
He had the double-ended dildo one, didn't he?
Yeah, that was a deal we got in trouble. And the last Star Wars episode we ever did, you can hear a lot of slamming in the background because my ex came home in a mood that we were pissed and recording.
Yeah.
And we started putting the shopping away really angrily. So if you listen to that, you can just hear like the occasional thud.
I thought you were going to say, if you're listening, Lauren, fuck you, but you didn't say that. Anyway.
I mean, I know for a fact she's not.
No, that's fair enough. I mean, who does? Anyway, so he's gone to court with this. And I should have read this before, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
He said when he moved out 10 months later, they delivered his things to his new home, but his porn was missing.
Oh,
well, you've had enough?
Yeah,
going?
Body
shit. Right. I'm just wondering, is porn? I would just give up straight away and just be like, yeah, I wouldn't even own up to it. But the fact he's suing his parents, he's obviously had a bad time with them.
He's very angry about his porn. Yeah, I mean, it said that he just got a divorce, so like that's the only love that he had.
Yeah, he's obviously not had love off his parents, so that's why he's trying to self-sustain it through Big Bad Grannies and stuff. Which I think is kind of sad, isn't it? You know, you shouldn't sue your parents. That's day one, week one, as far as...
No, he's like tripling the amount of the porn, too.
Hold on. Why did you say Big Fat Grannies? Why can't they just be Big Bad Bitches?
I did say Big Bad Grannies, didn't I? Did I say Big Fat Grannies? Maybe that's just a personal thing that I've got. Right. Let's move on to another topic. Oh yeah, let's do that. Did you get the most recent link that I sent you?
Wait, because I only saw the three. There was a fourth.
There's a fourth. I've just sent you one very recently. Not into the mic.
Okay, okay.
I'm waiting for the reaction.
Oh my god, I've seen this. Oh god, I've seen it. Oh yeah. What the fuck?
So
I don't know how we fucking came across this, but didn't we both see it?
You don't come across it. I mean, you can, but you can come into it, generally speaking, rather than come across it. Anyway, what? We're talking about everyone knows what a fleshlight is, don't we? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're all adults here. The vajankle.
The vajankle.
Which is a vagina fleshlight into the shape of a foot. So some people have got a foot fetish.
Yeah.
So it's sort of...
But it looks like a severed foot.
It does, doesn't it? It looks a bit...
I know, yeah, but it looks like you're fucking a severed foot. Yeah.
Which is a good point. But maybe it'll keep murderers off the street. You know?
No.
You know, it keeps for jangling business and keeps them from killing women, so...
Mm.
No. See, in my mind, that's if they...
Now I want the real thing.
Because they just would imagine it. Now they have something that semi-resembles it, so now they're going to want to go out and cut off an actual fucking foot.
And then have sex with it.
Yeah.
Now I don't think you could with a real one. The bone would get in the way. I did when I tried.
I mean, it's a good point.
Mm. It's not my thing. I'm not into feet, so it's not a...
I don't mind feet, but not severed.
Would you suck a toe?
Oh, all day long, yeah.
Would you do all five? Like sort of like you're playing the harmonica, or would you...
You're more like the panpipes.
What do you think? I don't know.
So more like panpipes.
Yeah, that's what she said.
We think alike, don't we?
I'm just wondering if you can get like an actual foot molded yourself.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, can you? You've looked it up, have you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I once made a mould of my own penis.
That is true. Do you want to tell everyone the story while we're here? We're all friends.
I don't even know that. I'll just show you the thing if you want
it. No, I don't want to see it.
No.
You've still got it. Why have you got it? You wanted to fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Who's this for? Me, obviously.
Bruce did it too. Yeah, he did do it, huh? Did I see that? I don't know.
Who's Bruce?
A friend of ours.
Who's Bruce? Does he make molds of his own cock as well?
Yes.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Oh, I was joking, but apparently that's a thing. Why? I feel like I'm missing out now. I don't want to do one myself.
I mean, don't get me wrong, right? It's not worth making a mold of. This isn't me bragging. You wouldn't bother.
The funny thing is, with when Johnny did it, right, he straight away came up with excuses, and he was like, the clay that you use is really cold. So I just knew straight away he's just not in that department. He's not.
Yeah, it is literally a mold of my flaccid penis.
It's not flaccid. Don't lie.
It is.
Don't lie. Don't lie.
It absolutely is.
See, I told her.
There's a definitive vein that suggests otherwise. So, could you eat them a little bit more dignified, please?
No, fuck off.
Take them away from you.
Why are you so grumpy today?
Because I'm dying and no one cares.
Well, should we just put that on like that? Oh, you keep the ears out.
Like
it's a good look.
Go hide in your hood. I sent you a gif of a monkey hugging a monkey.
Oh, no, that was the nicest thing. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
If I'm not here next week, right, will you fly over for the funeral or not?
No, just say no, because I won't be there.
Wait, what? Will we do the funeral? We'll Skype.
Oh, well, you won't be asked if I die, will you? Because you believe in fucking ghosts and shit.
He'll come and haunt you. Imagine that, someone with a Borough accent is haunting you. Right, girls, I've got some listeners' questions from our very loyal fans.
All three of them.
Okay.
For you girls. It literally is three people. But shut up, anyway. It's your fault as well as mine. Right. So this is from Special K, also known as Kieran.
You call him that because he's on ketamine.
He's not on ketamine. He's just special to us, and his first name begins with K.
Yeah.
He said, have you ever eaten a chip balm?
A what?
A chip balm. So I suppose chips for you is fries, and a balm would be like a burger bun. So have you ever, you know, sort of combined the two?
I mean, I put French fries on a hamburger.
Yeah.
No burger, just straight on, just fries on a bun, and so just
like carbs on carbs on carbs. Yeah. Just bread with carbs and.
But also not French fries, chips.
Like proper thick cut sort of fries as you'd have them.
So like a fry burger.
It sounds so good because like
no, it doesn't.
Carbs. It sounds so good.
It is really good. It's sort of like, you know, if you've had a drink and you like just you want some bad food.
I like Pop Tarts.
I take that as a no, that you've not.
No.
Okay, that's fine.
There's your answer, Kieran. No.
Kieran also asked what.
I did, when I was younger, make a sandwich with chips and barbecue sauce.
When you say chips, do you mean crisps?
Yes.
Oh, that's a thing. That's a regular thing over this side.
Yeah, we often have crisp sandwich day at work.
Yeah, I don't, but anyway. He's also asked, what is Carling for? So Carling is, do you have that as a lager over your side? No?
As a what?
Oh. A beer, like a beer called Carling. Do you
lager?
Have
Carling?
Carling. Like darling, but with a C.
No. I've never heard of that.
It's Johnny's favourite drink, and it tastes like fucking piss.
It doesn't, it's nice.
So I think what Kieran's trying to get at is it's for like washing out your sink, basically.
I meant it's for girls.
He also asked, I think he was trying to be a bit abstract. Can't knock him. He said, what time is love?
All the time.
All the time. That's a very nice answer.
I've heard that about you, Pet. That's why you're my favourite.
Anyway, Anton.
What is Pet name?
You aren't.
Pet is just like it's a term of endearment.
Is that like buddy?
No, it's like a term of endearment.
It's sexier than buddy, Pet.
Pet, no, you know, if anything, Pet's quite condescending.
It is, yeah.
It's like
my nana used to call people, oh, come on then, pet lamb.
Pet lamb?
Yeah.
I've not heard that
before. Is it like bless your heart?
I don't think so.
No, saying pet. It's like just saying mate.
Or saying, like I'm trying to think of the equivalent.
Mucker.
Yeah, but they don't know what mucker is.
Marrow.
Definitely don't know what marrow. I don't even know what that is.
Not me marrow. I mean, it's your friend.
It's like saying,
I think it would be like sweetheart.
Yeah, or hun. But it's a little bit more localized to sort of where Johnny lives.
Yeah.
Okay. No, because I mean we're Texans, so we say hun all the time without it being condescending.
It's not necessarily condescending. He certainly didn't say it
when
condescending.
When I talk to animals, I say honey.
Oh, I was just
thinking,
that's me. Okay, I just looked up what Carling is, and no, we don't have that.
Okay.
Definitely.
Anthony asks, can you explain the offside rule? Now, as soccer fans, I'm assuming not necessarily.
Well, as women, not necessarily, because everyone knows women can't explain offside.
Oh.
Offsides means there's more players from the opposite side that shouldn't be there.
You know what? We'll just leave that for now.
No, I want more detail.
Let's not press on the matter. Clearly, we're unsure on these things. He also asked, we've got a few to get through. This is a good one for you guys, actually, considering your podcast. Who's your favourite serial killer?
Oh, shit.
And if you have a favourite, can I also ask why? You said bastard.
My favourite serial killer, given the amount of sugar in them, Tony the Tiger.
Oh.
He's responsible for more diabetes-related deaths than any other serial killer.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, hey, except for Coco the monkey.
Subject, man.
You are. You are.
Just FYI, Johnny, this is questions for our guests, not for you.
Oh, right, yeah. But I've been good this week,
so
haven't I?
Yeah, if you could shut your whole mouth.
I like it. Yeah, I like it when you touch me.
So, favourite serial killer, ladies?
Okay, and the term favourite is weird. It's just, the one that interests me the most is Ed Kemper, because he was so fucked up.
I'm not even sure who that is.
I thought you were going to say so fucking hot then.
No.
Could you want to elaborate on that? Because I'm not even too sure who he is.
He would decapitate his victims and fuck their throats.
Oh, so almost like the Fleshlight, but not the foot.
He did the same thing to his mother and put her on his mantle. In his house.
Okay.
So it's like the reverse blowjob.
Yeah.
Like you're still hitting the back of the throat, just from the different direction.
Other side. No,
I don't think. He's not going from the neck through, is he?
Yeah. He's going through the neck because he said when you try it in the mouth, there's too much resistance. Yeah. So he would decapitate the head and go through the throat.
Oh, okay.
Really fucked up. Was he on
and
a
he said that when he sees a pretty girl walking down the street, he thinks, oh, she's nice. Maybe I'd want to talk to her and be nice to her. Or maybe I just want to kill her and fuck her head. I don't know.
I mean, I think that goes for most of our minds.
I've met some women who've fucked my head, so yeah.
Christina, have you got a favourite serial killer?
Mine is probably Dahmer. Because I think it's because I feel like sympathy for him, and I don't know why, because the only reason why he killed was because he wanted what do you call it? The relationship. Yeah, like he couldn't find connection with anybody else, and that's the only reason why he killed people.
Are you the sort of person who would turn up to Ted Bundy's sort of trial and say that you really liked him?
No. Both of us agree that Ted Bundy is not hot. No.
Oh, okay.
But I can't do that for Dahmer either. I'm just saying that that's why I think I'm interested in him so much, because I find that part of it interesting, because it's not the normal psychopathic tendencies. It was almost out of feelings, which is odd for a psychopath. Yeah. And that's why I say favorite is not really.
Yeah, I'm not saying like the guy that you, you know, want to high five.
Yeah, the one that you're most afraid of. Right. So it's either Dahmer or Gacy.
Not that these questions were aimed at me, but I want to say Shipman.
I once went to a conference, an audio visual thing, and we had to sign up beforehand and get like name badges and things. And my mate filled out my form for me and told them that my name was Harry Shipman.
So Harold Shipman was a doctor, like, who worked where I used to live, and he used to. If you girls aren't aware of him, he's like one of the biggest serial killers in the UK, probably.
Yeah.
He basically used to forge old women's wills to put it in his name, and he would give them like a lethal injection in the home. And he was a qualified doctor. I would say that just because it was like really local, and everyone used, and even like. When there was suspicions of it, old women used to be like, no, not Harold, he's fine. You know, they used to...
But what about the Manchester Pusher?
Well, that's a story for another time, I'm sure. A lot of people...
Why isn't it a story for now? I've just finally said something remotely related to what we're on about. So we have to
wait. Is he your favourite? The Manchester Pusher?
No, because I don't even know if he exists.
Well, he doesn't exist. We're not sure, are we? So
this is the thing. So basically, there's loads of canals in Manchester, right? And there's no railings or anything up. And people keep falling into them and going missing. But they don't know.
They're not missing, they end up washing up somewhere.
Well, yeah, but they find all these dead bodies in the canal. And no one's quite sure whether they're just pissed up and fallen in the canal. Or whether there's this man goes around pushing people in who are drunk.
Yeah, they think it might be related to...
Don't raise your eyebrow like that.
Homosexuals.
He just goes around like...
But that's all it would take, because if you're pissed up, you hit the cold water, your body would go into shock, you wouldn't be able to swim, you'd be dead.
And it's related to sort of near the gay village, so they think it might be someone who's homophobic potentially, or something
that's
like that. Because it's always men and never women, but then I think, well, women are sensible, aren't they? They don't tend to walk down a canal late at night, so who knows?
Or alone.
Actually, that's a really good question. That do you have gay villages and things like that in America?
Yeah, have what? Like the gay villages? Yeah. We were just talking about it last night. Yeah, it's so much fun. So much fun.
It's fun for girls, not so much as a straight guy though, because you're almost not allowed to go.
I'm a hit on everywhere I go, mate. To be honest.
Well, of course you are, especially with them glasses. But like, you tend to. I like it. I like it as an experience. I just think it's good. But then,
I've never been.
It's almost like, oh, you're straight. No, you're not allowed here. Naughty boy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the impression I get. Anyway,
but see, mine's not straight. It like curves a bit
at the end.
Yeah,
fair enough.
No, not at the end. Like in the middle, it's like a banana. So it's like a dog's hind leg. Obviously, a very small green banana.
Yeah, a small dog. Anthony also asks, do you believe in ghosts?
Fuck yes.
Any experiences personally in relation to ghosts? Care to elaborate rather than just...
Lots of them. Wait, this might take like an hour. Yeah.
Just your favourite one off the top.
Should I say the dining room table one or the ghost boy one?
Dining room table. The ghost boy. He sounds like a superhero.
I'll say them both. Okay, so me and my mother-in-law were in her old house, and it was just us two and the two dogs, and we were in her back room, and all of a sudden we hear like a really big crash. So we come out into the dining room and the living room area, and the glass top table of the dining room table is lifted up and like leaned up against it, and everything from the dining table was scattered all over the living room floor. And it was only us in the house.
Did you say there was any animals in the house?
They were with us.
Two dogs.
They were with us the entire room. Time in the room.
Mm. Okay. Any other ghost stories?
I'm going to slap you in the face.
I know. They don't believe.
You know, if seeing is believing, I've just never seen it, so I just can't.
I've had a few interactions. I had too many interactions with fucking spirits last night, if truth be told. But
here's something for you, right, though. If you think about it, if everything has like a spirit and a ghost or whatever, do you not reckon there'd be loads like knocking around KFC as chickens? No?
What? Okay. Like ghost chickens.
Like, because.
He's talking about ghost chickens.
Yeah, well, it would be, though, wouldn't
Don't
it?
Be so arrogant that only humans have ghosts. Like, you know, there should be loads of dinosaurs knocking about as ghosts, shouldn't there?
Okay, but in the Bible, only humans have souls.
You're saying the dog doesn't have a soul?
I'm not saying that, because I can't.
The Bible says that, Johnny, and the Bible is obviously true.
I mean, the Bible says punch your wife in the face and kill the gays, so we'll take that with a pinch of salt, shall we?
Let's not fall out about it. You believe you got? Have you got a story, Christina? Jessie's face.
Yeah.
Jessie's livid. She's livid. you had another story, didn't you, Jessie, about fairies and stuff?
No! It's a ghost boy!
Ghost boy! Yeah, ghost boy! Sounds like a cartoon.
You can't call him a fairy. We don't even know if he was gay or not.
Ghost boy sounds like something off Cartoon Network, but we'll listen to your story.
Do you remember Danny Phantom? Okay.
No.
Yeah.
Is that your mate from school?
No, gonna catch a mark because he's Danny Phantom. Sound as fuck.
Wait. Were you old? Was that like in your age range? Or did you?
Yeah, because you're a baby.
His dad borrowed him some tapes.
Wow, I didn't realize how old
are you? I watched Danny Phantom as an adult.
How old are you two?
I'm 33.
Shouldn't ask a lady an age. That's very rude.
33.
But I don't care.
And how much do you weigh?
500 pounds.
Jesus Christ. Oh, I do apologise for my...
I absolutely love you too, because you just don't get me at all. That's brilliant.
I apologise for my... I don't even know what you are to me these days.
You lover.
Oh, that's it, yeah, my gay lover.
Kiss now for them?
I apologise for my gay lover. Sorry, Ghost Boy. Tell us about Ghost Boy.
I told you. That it was your
kid. Sorry, what was that?
I told you, and you didn't want to fess up to it,
me and Johnny are gay? No, I told you, we tried it once, but we just don't like the taste. Otherwise, we'd be together.
Yeah, we would be, and especially in the shower.
Yeah, but
we just get stuck together.
If we're in the shower, no, I won't pull out, I just come in his ass.
Yeah. Right, anyway, we're moving on to the next question. Right. So,
no, we're not moving on to the next question. Right. I need to hear about Ghost Boy.
Okay. So, again, we were living with my mother-in-law, and it was right after my son's birthday. Why are you laughing? I haven't even got to the good part yet.
I'm just looking at his little tiny face.
Okay, so I was in the back room. It was late at night, and I heard something. Yeah. And walked to the front and looked out the front door. It was locked. Everything was fine. But when I turned around, behind Aaron's gift bags and the balloons that were on it was a little boy standing in footy pajamas. But I couldn't see his head. His head was behind the fucking balloons. And I said, nope.
So, that description. Did he have a long neck?
I don't know.
His head was behind the balloon. Was the balloon light up in the air and his body was...
No.
Like a...
The balloons were closer down to the ground because they were tied to the bag.
Yeah, they were like attached to a gift bag.
But did they not have helium in them, the balloons?
Yes, they were attached to the gift bag, though. So it was on the ground.
Oh, but he was just like a normal boy. You just couldn't see his head.
Yeah. Yeah, in footy pajamas.
See, for me...
That reminds me, when I was a kid, my family, we were so poor that whenever it was anyone's birthday or anything like that, they couldn't, you know, you couldn't go out and spend £2 on a packet of balloons. So what they used to do was, when my sister...
Your dad used to give everyone a video.
No, they used to, when my sister got, like, 14, 15, what they used to do if it was anyone's birthday, my dad would go and get a can of helium, and they'd send my sister down to the family planning clinic to bring back a load of free Johnnies, and they'd blow them up with the helium canister, and we'd have them all...
No, you were going to say that. I thought it was going
to
be something like that.
Yeah, he's so predictable, isn't he? And I have to fucking see him, like, most days. Okay, thanks for your ghost stories. They are excellent. We are all believers in ghosts now.
Next question from Anthony is: have you ever?
Have you ever
laced up? And
this
isn't
a listener's question. This
have
is
you
Johnny's
ever kissed
question.
On the lips? Brackets pics or it didn't happen. Anthony, you dirty boy.
Okay. That wasn't a listener's question. That was Johnny being a pervert.
Yes.
Now, just let's settle a bet here, because when Anthony sent this via Twitter, I thought he was being a dirty boy, but then Johnny said that actually it was me being a dirty boy in my mind. He said, toilet paper over or under. So
toilet paper over or under.
Over. But you're meaning, like, on the roll, right?
Yeah.
Like toilet paper on the roll.
Yeah.
So,
James thought it meant, from which angle do you attack your soggy minge?
Yeah, I did. And that's why I thought it meant. I thought, like, because here's the thing, though. Like, gospel truth, I used to go round the back, long way. I go front now.
You go through the front?
Yeah.
But you're pulling all that shit towards your cock. You're gonna end up with a bladder infection,
no,
mate.
It's quite a clean thing that happens.
It's not me. Your arse.
I mean,
is
not you. Well. Obviously, you're yeah. pretty bad. Like, what you've got, like, bad guts and that. But I go from the front. It's easier, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. No, I couldn't. You had a nice little tuppence to wipe that from the front.
No, I don't have
fine,
a tuppence.
But...
I have like a man thing.
A man arse.
Anyway, so that was just my twisted brain. So you're saying, what is he? So sorry, over or under, girls? Don't look at us like that.
Over.
Over.
Right. Over for wiping or on the roll?
On the roll.
Both. Right.
And the other?
Both. I'll just put both on that. Both. Patrick, aka Ghost Director, asks.
Ah, interesting. He's the Ghost Director. I wonder if he's directed the Ghost Boy.
Maybe. He asks.
Patrick, have you directed the Ghost Boy or not?
What does Brexit mean to you? Brexit is a big political thing at our end. If it means fuck all to you, just, you know, it's fine.
What is it? What do you say? I mean, well, Jesse's not even heard of it, so it's not like a big... We don't know that much about it because we live in America and I'm very...
And fuck you guys.
No, it's because they keep a lot of shit from us. They want to keep us stupid. They don't want us to be a part of anything so that we can't have any opinions as far as what goes on over the world. So... The Cheeto that's over here is trying to keep us in the dark.
There's a Donald Trump reference there.
Yeah, we call them Watsits.
We do, don't
call
we?
What?
Watsits are the same as Cheetos, just branded.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's not that we're assholes. That's my own conspiracy theory, that we're just kept in the dark about a lot of that stuff.
No, that's fine. I mean, I don't know if you can...
Although, again, though, you two probably don't mind being kept in the dark, because that's where all the ghosts are. So it works in your favour, really.
I mean, because I asked James about it, and so I kind of looked into it. I mean,
Personally, though, we can answer this, Janet. Are you worried about it?
Absolutely, right. Yeah.
Are you worried about it?
It's going to be the fucking end times.
I'm not even that worried about it, so...
I'm going to fight him.
You
She's
are?
Jelly. Yeah, because James is trying to take my best friend away from me. He's trying to be her best friend.
Listen, I can't... I'm just being a nice boy. I can't help it if I'm a... Right. Patrick also asks, what is the church's role in a post-EU get fact? I don't think we can answer that. Patrick, stop trying to be clever. Right, we're not answering your stupid questions. He also asked, why is my cat a dickhead in the mornings? I think we can all...
Because you need to feed him. They're hungry in the morning.
I just think cats are dickheads anyway, aren't they?
I think there's not worse than an angry pussy in the morning.
Oh, Johnny.
Well, they're still laughing at you, all right.
Have we got anything else we need to discuss?
What's 50.7%?
Oh, I got some Dallas demographics. If you're interested in these.
Maybe.
It might scare us because we're going into Dallas tonight.
Yeah, well, 50, according to this, the research we've done, 50%.
No, you're wrong.
All right.
Go on.
No, I was going to say something horrible then.
That's what you like, you're nasty, really. The population of white people, 50.7%. I don't know why I've got these up.
50.7.
Oh.
Just in case, someone says, oh, there's no white people around. I don't know why they would say that. They say it around here anyway. Black or African-American, 25%.
Mm-hmm.
I like those numbers. Asian, I don't know what Asia, but 2.9%.
I mean, I'm telling you now that those numbers don't add up. You can't have 50% white, 25% black, and 42% Hispanic. Because that's more than 100%.
Yeah, but they might like...
So your data's flawed.
Yeah, but they might like... merge together, I don't know.
I mean, in a well-integrated multicultural society, I'd hope that they would all merge together, but that's not the point, is it? Your numbers are bullshit.
Do you know how many American Indian and Alaska natives there is?
You are.
What?
What did you say? What percent of paedophiles?
Oh, Johnny. I've got that. It's, no, I've not got that.
Percent of what, Pet?
Peanut bread? Pizza!
She means pita bread.
Oh, pita bread. What are we talking about?
She calls herself pita bread because she's Greek.
Oh, she's Greek? Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought she creaked.
I mean, yeah.
I was just going to ask about American Indian and Alaska natives.
You'll ask whose natives?
0.7%. I don't even know why I brought this up. Just whatever.
Wait, what is the percentage of Native Americans? Did it say the percentage of Native Americans? 0.7%. That's sad.
Yeah,
dude.
So you did well getting rid of them.
Well done us lot.
Yeah.
I didn't do that. The Trail of Tears.
You look genuinely upset.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's sad.
Yeah, it's sad. But maybe Ghost Boy will cheer you up later on. Who knows? Do you have anything you want to... anything you want to promote, ladies, as we're coming towards the end of this?
Let me just reiterate that the reason why we don't have Native Americans is because the
people
came over and ravaged the Indian Native American culture, and thus me.
I'm scared of where the conversation's going. I mean, we'll cut that bit out.
Yeah, probably won't make it into the final cut. Probably a lot of it won't.
Yeah.
Oops.
That bang won't either. You're not doing my fucking sore head any good.
Shut up, you little knobhead. Right, anything you want to plug, girls? Do you want to plug your podcast? You might want to get your charger.
Yeah, I'm going
now. You can find our podcast, Boobs and Booze, on any... Okay, hold on, let me start over.
That's all right, you can edit it, don't worry.
You can find Boobs and Booze on any podcast directory... iTunes, Stitcher, Himalaya, where there's a tip jar. And we have an episode every Monday. We talk about true crime, conspiracy theories, aliens, paranormal, urban legends, and scary and creepy shit.
Yeah.
So if you want to hear your boys, they did an episode with us, and you can go back and listen to that. It's called That Was Tedious, If Nothing Else.
I wonder why it was called that.
That was a sound bite from you, by the way.
Oh, really? Okay.
Sorry. Yeah.
That makes sense.
What are you doing?
Oh, sorry. he was just charging the laptop. Don't worry. He'll go down on me later. Okay. Don't worry about that.
You're gonna get a little tasty taste towards the end.
He wasn't sure how he felt about the taste again.
Yeah. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.